The Book at a Glance. Persuasion, A Revolutionary Way to Influence and Persuade by best-selling author Robert Cialdini is social psychology meeting behavioral science. It seeks to help general readers enhance the effectiveness of their communications by identifying actions that can be taken prior to a message's delivery. Unlike ancient militaristic strategies, however, whose modes and tactics can take weeks or months of prior preparation and work, the author aims to establish effectiveness in an instant, in a moment as well. In so doing, readers can be great and effective communicators just by knowing what to say or do just before making their appeals and arguments. The book is divided into three parts. The first, naturally, is largely an introduction into what the author calls persuasion. It is the act or process of crafting a message in such a way so that recipients will be receptive to the mode of communication way before they even first encounter it. The fundamental thesis presented within this part of the book has to do with attention and importance. The author posits that a person's choice has to do largely not with the one that is most rational, accurate, or useful, but with that which has been elevated in attention. Part 2 has more to do with the different roles played by association. It presents the case that all mental activity, including attempts at persuasion, can only be effective and successful if the associations and connections triggered is favorable. There is also a geography of influence. Just as words trigger certain links in someone's mind, so do places. Therefore, a more desirable location or environment can lead to better and more successful results. Finally, the chapter homes in on the mechanism by which a recipient's mind can be ready to accept a yet-to-be-encountered information. Finally, the third part of the book offers a look into certain best practices where the process of persuasion can be put to optimal use. Chapter 10 breaks down the 6 universal principles of influence, or the main roads towards change highlighted in the author's earlier bestseller, Influence. These are reciprocity, liking, authority, social proof, scarcity, and consistency. Chapter 11 reveals an addition to these 6 principles, which is unity. In the preceding chapters, the author talks about how we relationship can be forged in order to increase acceptance, cooperation, liking, trust, help, and assent. In the penultimate chapter, the author revisits the ethics of persuasion by laying out 3 potent ways in which unethical use has undermined the tactics of certain organizations. And then, in the after effects chapter, the author provides 2 procedures by which changes generated within persuasion moments can be made durable and lasting. By reading this book, one can get an idea on how to deliver messages that get accepted by their intended recipients through implementing a little bit of premeditated work informed by behavioral studies and human psychology. The trick, after all, is to win the battle before it is fought. Part 1. Persuasion, the front-loading of attention. Chapter 1. Persuasion, an introduction. To learn from professionals whose job it is to get people to say yes, the author attending job trainings, shadowed and learned from salespeople, marketers, advertisers, recruiters, managers, and fundraisers. His assumption was that those who were great at their careers would spend more time developing their messages for clarity and desirableness. He found out something else. Persuasion. The author found that the best influencers didn't necessarily have better, more persuasive arguments or offers. Frequently, they didn't have a say in what kind of messaging they can provide. The product was developed and made by someone else. Someone else in the organization created the program or plan. Instead, they made sure to arrange the situation so that their audience would be sympathetic to their message before they even delivered it. Recipients were already receptive to agreeing before they encountered the message. Great influencers were persuading optimally. How do they do this? In part, the answer has to do with something that's not often mentioned or appreciated when it comes to communication. What is presented first affects the way people perceive